This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson hold their first face-to-face meeting Thursday, with the visiting U.S. president expected to deliver a stark warning to not imperil the fragile peace in Northern Ireland. The pair's meeting on Biden's first overseas tour as president is being billed by Downing Street as a chance for the old allies to help shape the post-pandemic world in areas from climate change to technology and trade. They will agree on a modern version of the 1941 charter signed by their history-making predecessors Winston Churchill and Franklin D. Roosevelt that determined the new world order after World War II. Biden touched down in England Wednesday night, announcing the United States is back as he outlined the need for global collaboration to rebuild after COVID-19 and to reset diplomatic ties after the Donald Trump era. The White House says he will announce a historic U.S. donation of $500 million COVID-19 vaccine doses for 92 poorer countries to, quote, supercharge the fight back against the global pandemic. After the G7 ends on Sunday, Biden will visit Queen Elizabeth and fly to Brussels for summits with the NATO Military Alliance on Monday and the European Union on Tuesday. He will finish in Geneva, where he will meet Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday. The World Health Organization on Thursday urged Europeans to travel responsibly during the summer holiday season and warned the continent was by no means out of danger in the battle against COVID-19, despite a steady decline of infection rates in recent weeks. Over the last 2 months, new COVID-19 cases have declined, prompting 36 out of 53 countries in the region to start easing restrictions. This is VOA News. Jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny's anti-corruption group vowed Thursday to fight on, despite a court ruling branding it as a, quote, extremist organization and requiring it to shut down. Western countries and the European Union were quick to condemn Wednesday's late-night ruling, but senior Russian officials are doubling down, describing Navalny as an agent collaborating with Washington. The court decision was the latest in a series of moves against critics of President Vladimir Putin, with some of his loudest opponents fleeing the country and several prominent activist groups and independent media shutting down. The ruling bans Navalny's anti-corruption foundation and a network of regional offices from continuing to operate and, under a recently passed law, prevents those associated with the groups from running in parliamentary elections. The Myanmar junta has hit deposed civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi with corruption charges over claims she accepted illegal payments of gold and more than $500,000 in cash, state media reported Thursday. The country has been in turmoil since the generals outed Suu Kyi on February 1st, with more than 850 civilians killed in a brutal crackdown by security forces on near-daily protests against the coup. The 75-year-old Nobel laureate, who has been in custody, is facing a raft of wide-ranging criminal charges, including sedition and breaching a colonial-era secrecy law. After weeks of legal wrangling, her trials are due to start in Myanmar in earnest next week. Hearing evidence from witnesses, her lawyer dismissed the corruption charges as, quote, absurd. The man who slapped French President Emmanuel Macron across the face will go before a judge in a fast-track trial on Thursday. The man acknowledged striking Macron while the president was on a visit to a professional training college earlier this week, but told investigators it was not premeditated, according to a local prosecutor. He's an unemployed 28-year-old and said during interrogation that he had been close to the anti-government Yellow Vest protest movement, which shook the Macron presidency and held ultra-right-wing political beliefs. He maintained that he acted out of impulse and without thinking to express his discontent, according to the prosecutor. His attack has stunned the country. Macron later described it as an isolated incident and said violence and hate were a threat to democracy. The president had been on a trip in the southeast to take the country's pulse after the pandemic, with less than a year to go before the next presidential election. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.